T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Dick Hilton.
And I'm Vicki Moore. Top local story, the number of homeless up in Los Angeles. Federal judge is saying they have to be cleared off Skid Row. Jen's talking each morning about fires at homeless encampments, and now police are talking about a crime surge at the homeless camps. Let's get the latest live, KNX 1070's John Baird.
Well, Venice had the most reports of crime in the homeless camps. Koreatown was second, but LAPD says they had 211 reports across the city over a one-year period. That's a 51% increase over the previous year and 173% over 2 years. Now, this comes as LA officials are under intense pressure to do something about the homelessness crisis. A judge has even ordered the city to get everybody on Skid Row into housing by October. And one homeless man told me he doesn't think it'll be easy to get anyone to go.
I think the only way that they're going to be able to get people to move is that they're going to have to, I'm going to say martial law, but actually just force them away. I don't think they'll be able to just volunteer and just move.
Meantime, the homeless coordinator at LAPD attributes the spike in crime at homeless camps to the fact that during the pandemic, the city of LA decided to hold off on clearing out tents and hauling away cars that people sleep in, and therefore the camps have just gotten denser and denser. Reporting live in L.A., John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
CHP stopping short of alerting the public about any kind of serial shooter, despite a recent string of shootings and attacks on L.A. area freeways. Investigators say some of the damage does show obvious signs of perhaps bullets or BBs, but they don't appear to be related shootings. With the other attack, it's unclear, actually, if the damage is from gunfire, maybe just from the road debris that everybody encounters. CHP told the San Gabriel Valley Tribune that they are using every resource necessary to find who or what is responsible.
So Pasadena is officially on the yellow tier. The city's public health department loosened the restrictions as of 12:01 this morning. Restaurants can increase occupancy up to 50%. Indoor bars can reopen. Here in L.A. County, health officials plan to revise the guidelines today because we got the official yellow designation yesterday. And the changes will actually take effect in L.A. County tomorrow.
So the mayor of L.A., Eric Garcetti, has more than a year left in his term, but the president apparently is considering him for a high-profile ambassadorship.
Garcetti is one of several people in the running for a posting to India, according to the news site Axios. Garcetti spokesman Alex Komisar says in a statement, "We aren't going to engage in speculation." Protests and sexual harassment allegations against his then-advisor, Rick Jacobs, may have derailed Garcetti's chances of getting a cabinet position. Jaime Regalado, emeritus professor of political science at Cal State LA, says Biden may still be looking to reward Garcetti, his campaign co-chair, for his loyalty, and an ambassadorship may be a safer option.
Being a representative of the whole United States abroad, I think, takes him out of the fire, the immediate fire. It allows him to gain some bona fides in terms of political experience.
Democratic strategist Steve Maviglio says it would be a feather in Garcetti's cap.
The mayor has a lot of pressure on him to solve a lot of issues. So, you know, it would not be surprising if he is seeking greener pastures somewhere else.
Komisar insists the mayor is 100% focused on ending the pandemic and passing what Garcetti calls a justice budget. Claudia Pescuta, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The backlog of unemployment claims in California is said to be growing again. State lawmakers rejected a plan by the governor to create a new state agency to improve working conditions in California, saying that the state first needs to resolve the serious problems with the Employment Development Department. Assembly members from both parties say they've been flooded with calls from constituents waiting to get their unemployment benefits. One assembly member quoted in the LA Times says, "This month, my office has been receiving countless calls from desperate constituents, many of whom are in tears, some of whom are on the brink of homelessness, and even some who have threatened suicide."
Members of the county board want this part of the state to get more attention from the Environmental Protection Agency.
California Senator Dianne Feinstein has called it the biggest environmental threat on the West Coast. Thousands of barrels of the dangerous chemical DDT dumped by a chemical company years ago.
"Now we have barrels that emerge from the seafloor creating habitat. Seals, sea lions, sharks, and whales. Many of these animals are capable of diving to those depths and feeding on organisms that may aggregate at this site. So therefore, they're now able to bring those contaminants up to the surface."
That is marine biology professor Chris Lowe from Cal State Long Beach. They did vote to write the head of the EPA a sharply worded letter, to be sure, a demand that the agency step up cleanup efforts for the safety of sea life and people. Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
More now on the ongoing car shortage.
A lot of people bought cars with their stimulus checks and tax refunds, so inventory is down, and that means prices are up.
If you have a used car and you just need to sell it, it is a great time because it is a seller's market.
Eric Ybarra with Kelley Blue Book tells KNX another reason for the demand, the collapse of the rental car industry.
Most people are selling a used car, and then they're going to buy a new car or another used car. And the buying part is the problem. Supply is limited.
Ybarra says he's never seen the car market this hot. Emily Valdez, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen on KNX1070.com or the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.